We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we're starting on top of the Amud, two lines on top, Toshima. We have been learning the sugya of Tzrayris. Tzrayris is where a behema is mazik, derech hilucha, it's orche, it's normal, and it doesn't do anything begufoy. It does something by sending its kayach out and breaking something. For example, it shoots out a rack and it breaks something, or it blows something with its wind, or it screams into a keli and it breaks. Those are all examples of tzrayris where it's not direct. And lacha is, it's b'chalik z'rabbanon and simchis. According to Rabbanon, pechatzi nezek, lacha mosh mesinat, even though it's orche, pechatzi nezek. And according to simchis, it's nezek shalom. That's what we've been learning. And now we had a shayla in the Gemara. What happens if a behema kicks the keli and doesn't break? So it's begufay right now, but didn't break. And then it rolls down the block and breaks there. What is that, tzrayris or regel? Do you look at it where the point of contact is, and there the keli hit it, the behema hit it with its foot, so it's direct? Or you look where it broke, and there it broke later on, and it was not directly by the behema, it broke a few blocks down, and that's called tzrayris. That's the moral shaila. Trying to be right to that shaila. Toshima, we saw this b'raisa before. Tanagirlim shemichatim mechevel. Tanagirlim were pecking at a rope, dli, mechevel dli, the rope of the pail, and the rope snapped, and the dli broke, the pail broke. So what do you see? Even though the tarnagol did not directly damage the dli, just damaged the rope, still, you pay nezek shalom. That you see, you go basa where the point of damage was, and there, the tarnagol nibbled at the chevel, and snapped the chevel. So you see, and what happened? Dli broke. You see, chayef for the dli. So you see, you go basa meikara. So Gemara answers, tirgama chevel. We're not talking about, because if we'd be talking about the dli, it says that you pay nezek shalom on the dli, so then it'll be a raya, that you go basa the place where it broke, because you didn't break it right here. You snapped the rope, and it broke down below. So you see, you go basa meikara. So Gemara answers, tirgama chevel. We're talking about the rope. When it says chayiv, we're talking about the rope. For the Gemara, v'chevel mashunahu. That's mashunah. So why do you pay nezek shalom? It's different. It should be like karen. It's not a normal thing to nibble at a rope. And Tosis explains, if the case was that the dli broke and nezek shalom is on the dli, so then you could talking about the old chevel, and that's orche that just like it'll nibble it a little bit and then it'll crack. He wants to take the mayim out, for example. The tarnagol wants to suck the water out of the chevel, it's normal to snap. But now we're saying it must be expensive chevel because you're chayiv on the chevel. So that's not normal to nibble at a chevel until it breaks, until it gets ruined.
If it's an old rope, you're chayiv on the dli because it was a meikara.
Well, on the dli, yeah. The Gemara's right, yeah. Gemara was trying to wash the car, and the Gemara was happy. But Gemara says, no, it's not a raya, it's going on the chevel. Pretty much, if it's going on the chevel now it's shver, that's meshunhu, and Tais explains because it must be good chevel, and that's not normal to break a chevel like that. And for the Gemara, the Maas Belisha, the chevel was dirty with dough, which means it was covered with dough, and then it's normal for it to try to eat the dough off the chevel, off the rope, and therefore it's normal. But for the Gemara, the whole pshat to say tirgama chevel shverva nishbar dli ktoni. It says in the brisa that dli broke. What's that negay? It must be paying for the dli. So it's shver again. It's shver lachar. You see, it's not shver. It's a raya. You go basa miyikara. So the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Really, halacha is it's shveris. Why pay nezek shalom? El sumchesu. It's going to sumches. The omah tzreiris nezek shalom shalom. It's going to sumches the holes that you pay nezek shalom on tzreiris. Break the Gemara, sumches. Aim is safer. What does safer this price to say? Nitis menu shever. If the dli came crashing down and a shard of this dli came shooting out, an awful lot of kliach, I fell into the cleaver shover and it broke. I'll reach him shalom nezek shalom. On the first one, which is the dli, pay nezek shalom. V'ala achrei m'shalom chatzin nezek. And on the second kli, pay chatzin nezek. So what do you see? You see that we're going to go into someone who holds tzrayris is chatzin nezek. And it's clear you're going bosom mikara. We're saying the first kli, since you sent the flying, it's nezek shalom. And a shard broke over that dli and broke something else, be chatzin nezek. It can't be sumchis. If he's sumchis, mi is the chatzin nezek. Bishlam, you go to Rabbana and you say, Basa Mikara, it's very good shmak. The first Li, Chayin Nezek Shalom, why I consider my Maisa, because the Tanago broke the rope, that's called my Maisa, and therefore Nezek Shalom. The shard that fell off and broke something else is Tzrayris, Pechatz Nezek. But if we said pshat in the dli, why pay neshamah is because of going with the sumchis, so why on the second kli pay chatzin nezek? The sumchis means the chatzin nezek. Doesn't hold the chatzin nezek tzveres. The chitay mashayin leil sumchis bein nezek koyach koychay lekoyach koychay. Maybe it's the difference between koychay and koychay. Maybe a sumchis only argues on lachom moshe sinai when it's koychay. When it's koyach koychay, when it's a double tzveres, it was tzveres that hit tzveres. So then, the halacha is that sumchis. So if that's true, Rav Ashi has a shaila really. Rav Ashi has a shaila. Does sumchis argue completely on the halacha of Moshe Sinai, or he holds of it a little bit and he just holds that's only by koyach koychay? So if here we're saying going to sumchis, it should be a raya to Rav Ashi shaila. Tif shalei lav koyach adami. And bring a raya from here that koyach koychay going to sumchis is chatzin nezek. That's not koychay. So it'll be right to Rav Ashi Shaila, Rav Ashi Shaila Meir. You can't have a bris that's a right to Shaila. Elalav Rabban Liv. Shmamina Basim Mikaros. You know, it has to be according to Rav Ashi. Chara was saying that it's Basim Mikaros going to Rabbanon. So the first deli where that broke, it's considered as a shalom. Why? Because it's not considered tzeres. Because you go Basim Mikaros, and the shar that broke off that deli and broke something else pays chatzi nezek because it is tzeres. And going according to Rabbanon, and therefore it's a riot to Shaila Basim Yikara. So to Gemara, Omer Rav Bibi, it's really not a raya if you realize, because you could say it's a raya that Sumchis is Moed Koya Koycha, but one way is a raya really. So that's what Gemara could answer right now, that you could Zetzain like this way, this and that way, but Gemara has a Torah, it's like it fit everything in. Omer Rav Bibi Abaya, the Ka'ozol Minei. No, it's not a raya to anything. The case over here was, when I go according to the Rabbanon, for example, if you're a Rabbanon, why in the first lead do you pay Nezek Shalom? The case was that after he snapped it, the Tarnagol went and was pushing it. It didn't break by rolling somewhere else. It snapped it, and now it was not attached. And then the Tarnagol pushed that lead down the road, and actually pushed it and broke it. And then a piece broke off and broke something else. So here, the case will be that it's not Tzreiris the first lead, and therefore you're paying Nezek Shalom on that. Like Rashi says, the Ka'azol Dli, Minei is like Rashi, the Tarnagol, Lo Nishbar De Gilgul Makamacha, Elo Hu Dachboi Kol Sha'ah Uvashas Shvira Nami. Even Shas Shvira broke it as well. So therefore it's not a Raya anymore from this price. Boy Rava, Chatzin.
It's covered in dough. Even though it's covered in dough.
So that the Chevel is covered in dough, and that the Chevel, that we're not talking about the Chevel. Once we answer that you're paying for the Dli, the Chevel, you don't have to say covered in dough. You could say it was very thin, like Tyson said. We're not talking about the chevel. We're not talking about the chevel anymore. We're talking about the deli itself. That's what we're talking about. And there, you're paying Nezek Shalom because it was direct damage, and that's normal to break a deli as you walk down the block. Boy, Rava, chatzi nezek tzoyres megufa mashalim or maliyah mashalim. So going back to the din of tzoyres, which is lachamish mesina that pays chatzi nezek, we know a tam pays chatzi nezek megufoy. There's a tam and a muad. A tam pays chatzi nezek, and another kula of tam is that it pays megufoy. If behema is not worth that much, you don't pay more than the worth of the behema. What if you have a chatzi nezek tzoyres? If a behema walks down the block and is doing regal, and a rock flies out from under its feet and breaks a beautiful crystal vase that's worth $3,000, and the behema is only worth $200, do you have to pay more than $200 or not? You don't find anywhere Chatzin Ezek pays Me'aliyah. You only find Chatzin Ezek Me'gufah. You know why? You never find a behemoth that's Mu'ud Mitchilasoy, like a regal, which is Orche, which is normal. You never find that pays Me'gufah. So basically the question is, this Chatzin Ezek, what do we compare it to? It's payment type, so that's like a Karen, or it's mazik type, which is like regal, which is orche, and you pay maliyah. How do you compare this? This is a shaila of Rava. Toshima, we had this brisa before, we're going to have it again. Toshima, hidus ain't a mu'ud. So hidus is a little chicken who's jumping around. It's not a mu'ud. But yes, I remember it's a mu'ud. Now, what are we talking about? Hidus agadaydach, are we talking about a dancing chicken? That's pashut, that's a mu'ud. That's very normal. Chickens love dancing. Elav, it means hidus behitus. It was jumping and it sent out rocks flying and broke things. And it says, machlaikus, if it's a mood or not. What's the machlaikus? So I was thinking right now, you pay chatzin nezek. The word mood would mean they pay me aliyah. V'halkem ifki. My dama ain't a muad kasavar megufa mashalm. The man dama is not a muad to hold to pay megufa. My dama muad. The man dama says it's a muad kasavar me'aliyah mashalm. So you see, this shaila of Rava is machlekes tanoim. So Gemara lo, it's not true. Here it's machlekes bechlal pechatzin nazik nezer shalom. Uveplukta some chazar banan come ifki. It's the machlekes of some chazar banan if tzray rays pays chatzin nezek or it pays nezek shalom. Tashma, let's attempt to bring another riot. A kelev's not a charara. You had a dog, you had to watch your dog, and the dog went ahead and took a charara, which is a burning coal, v'halach l'gadosh, and went, the charara could be a burning cookie, it was something that can make a fire, and he took the cookie, v'halach l'gadosh, and it went to a gadosh, which is a pile of tfuah, v'ochal charara, and ate this burning cookie, v'hidlikis ha'gadosh, and it burnt the gadosh. So halacha is like this: al harara mashalam nezek shalom, which so far is very understandable because the kelev who eats a harara, it's very normal, so you pay nezek shalom. Val gadosh mashalam chatzin nezek. The gadosh is tzrayrus. Why is it tzrayrus? Because he didn't directly burn down the gadosh; he brought a harara that burnt down the gadosh. So therefore, tzrayrus pay chatzin nezek. My time, alav shem davle tzrayrus. Isn't that tzrayrus? V'tani Allah, and we learned on that mashalam chatzin nezek megufay. Some of the gears of v'tani Allah mashalam megufay. The halacha is that you pay megufay. So you see clearly on this halacha, on this mishnah with the brisa, that you pay megufay in such a case. So you see, it's chatzin nezek tzrayrus, you pay megufay, so it's a riot to the shayla. Zog to Gemara, is that true? Matizbra, l'rab al-azar, nezek shalom megufay me'ashkan. In that halacha, it says that Rabbi Elazar says that you pay nezek shalom. The Braisa says on this Mishnah, or Kelim Zacharara, it says Rabbi Elazar holds that you pay nezek shalom. Now, and then it says after that, Megufay Meshalom. So if you pay Megufay, so if you're talking about regular tzoris, and let's say Rabbi Elazar holds like Sumchas, let's say, and that's you pay nezek shalom. The such thing is paying nezek shalom Megufay? You never find nezek shalom Megufay by an orche, like Rashi says. You never find a orche nezek shalom that pays Megufay. It's impossible. So there can't be pshat in the brayse that they're talking about tzrayrus. Hello. Because the whole raya we're bringing is, we're talking about tzrayrus, it says, be megufay. So it's a raya to Rav Shaila. He says, it must be, we're not talking about tzrayrus here. Because it says, Rav Elazar pays nezek shalom, and it says megufay is going that out as well. You can't pay megufay in nezek shalom. So hello. Kagoyin, the case of this brayse is a new case. The shondi baha gachelas. That it did something different about the gachelas. It didn't eat it didn't eat this chararo, this kachel. It was a coal. It didn't eat it. It just took a coal from one place to another place. And that is not considered a normal thing to do. It eats something like that. But it won't just bring with his mouth a gacheles or a chararo from one place to another place and light a fire. It's not a normal thing to do. Therefore, it's like Karen. So now, what's pshat? So chatzin nezek is good because it's a tam. And what's pshat in Rabbi Elazar says you pay nezek shalom? Rav Elazar saw a law, Rav Tarfon, the Oma, Mishuna Kerem, Bechotza Nizik, Nezek Shalom, Mishalom. That Rav Elazar holds, like Rav Tarfon, that holds that Tam in the Shushan Nizik pays Nezek Shalom. So, with taking this price, like, Kelv Shot Harar of Halach Gadish, the Harar you pay Nezek Shalom, because that he ate, that's Hanol Azek, that he ate, that's fine. He lit the Gadish idea Shinui, and therefore it's a Chatzi Nezek, because, not because it's Tzoyeris, because there's a Shinui here, and it's like Karen. I warriors of Lozov Nezek Shalom because it's he holds a Rav Tarfon holds a Shushan Nizik Nezek Shalom. And the halacha is, the Gemara says on base, and according to Rav Tarfon, who pays Nezek Shalom, Shushan Nizik, you pay Megufay because it's still Karen. So it's still Tam, Karen of Tam, so you pay Nezek Shalom. So that's how we're getting at his price. It's not a right to Megufay Meshalom because the Kamatok on Tzrayus because of Rav Lozov. And we're talking going with him by Tam. And according to Rav Tarfon, Veloyi, the Gemara says, no. We could get out of that saying like that. We could really design the Braisa that's talking about Tzrayris, and we still have a way out. We had a problem. If it's Tzrayris and you're paying him a Gufay, what's found Rav Elazar? I have a way out. Veloyi, my time, Mukzak Rav Tarfon, Mishum Nezek Shalom, Kundan Shalom, you can say like this Rav Elazar Savak, Kasumkas, don't Tzrayris, and Shalom, Misham. Really don't want Tzrayris. I, why pay Nezek Shalom, Velazar, also Kasumkas. I wise in Megufay. So like Rav Yehuda, Omar, Tzad Tamus, v'mekoymoy medes. What's the Rudashita? The Rudashita is like this. Now, if you have a Tam, the Pesach Chatzis Nezek, after three times, the Pesach Nezek Shalom by a Tam. Rabbi Yehuda says, when the Pesach Nezek Shalom on the fourth time, half is only Megufay. Because the Tam stays where it is. So Gemara is assuming right now, even if it's Sumchas, the Pesach Nezek Shalom, half of it is like a Tzad Tamus. It's Chatzis Nezek Shalom, it's Nezek Shalom on Tzairis, but half of it is still like a tam, and you pay him a gufa. Let's read it inside one more time. Really, we're going by tzoreres. Rabbi Loza holds like some chesper nezek shalom. Aye, where's the gufa? The shav like Rabbi Yehuda domar tzad tamus kamei medas. The chitoni gufa ya tzad tamus. When it says here you pay him a gufa, but nezek shalom means on the tzad tamus. So that's very having me now. Only Rabbi Sam read the Rabbi Asher Avina im l'sham le Rabbi Yehuda b'tam and as a mood. By a tam that becomes a mood, you understand? It keeps its name tam and pays him a gufa. But if it starts off as a mu'ud, by Chatzin and Tzoreres, there you're going to say, it's Nezek Shalom Sumchus right away. You can say, pay Chatzin Nezek Megufay Vos Epes. So we have something like that? So that didn't work out. That didn't work. So let's try something else. Again, what are we trying to do? We have here a Braisa that says that it's Tzoreres. It says pay Megufay. But the problem was, we said that Nezek Shalom not passed by Megufay. We said, okay, it must be talking about Karen. That's what we said. And therefore, it's not a right to the Shalom Gufay. So the Gemara said, no. I can Zed sign by Tzoreres. And maybe it's a right in Megufay also. The problem is, what's the Madion Nezek Shalom holding? What's Pshat on that? So Eliki Koma Rabbi Loza. Nezek Shalom Kigoyin Da Ayayid. The case was that there was a Mu'ud. Now, it's two Pshat on Rashi. We're going to go with the second Pshat on Rashi just to keep it simple. I'm trying to keep it simple, only go with one Pshat on Rashi. We'll see if that works out. Rashi's second Pshat is that we're talking about here, a Chatzin Nezek Tzoreres Taka, that it did it three times. And everyone holds like the Rabbanon that Chatzin Nezek Tzoreres. But you did the Tzoreres three times. What's the law of the Tzoreres three times? Does it become a mood or not? So it's a Shail in the Gemara. Kikom Rav Loz, Nezek Shalom, Gwenda Yayid. V'hokim Mifki, Ma'asava, Yesh Ha'adol Tzoreres. That there is mood by Tzoreres. V'ma'asava, Ein Ha'adol Tzoreres. That there's no mood by Tzoreres. A very good shmak. So you hold, there's mu'ud by Tzoreres. And here, you could say that that's why you pay megufoy on the Chatzin Nezek, because it's a riot to that. Aye, what's Pshat in Rav Elazar that pays Nezek Shalom then pays Chatzin Nezek? It means going on Tzad Tamus Shaboy, because here you have a Tam. Because here, until three times, you paid Chatzin Nezek. It wasn't mu'ud with Chilasek. So after three times, you know, towards Nezek Shalom, you're paying Chatzin Nezek on the Tzad Tamus. So it's very gishmak. Very gishmak. So like upon him, so that's how we're learning Pshat in this price. We had a kasha, Nezek, Shalem, how is it possible that you should pay him a gufoy by Tzoreres? There it is, talking about Mahmud of, did Chatzin Nezek Tzoreres three times, did the Orche, did this Orche thing three times. And that became now a Mu'ud, and therefore you pay Nezek Shalem. And it could be a riot technically to Rav Shaila about Megufoy. Really, you pay Megufoy by Chatzin Nezek Tzoreres. And the Machloikis, Rav Loza and Tanakam is, if yes, I do Tzoreres or not.